That's where we leave the BBC World Service and entice Radio 4 into the new day. Good morning, this is Jane Steele. As fans of The Archers will know, rearing and selling Christmas turkeys is an important source of income for some family farms. Farming Today will be going to one such farm in Pembrokeshire, where it's a real family affair with all hands on deck. That's at 6:15. The Shipping Bulletin and News Briefing are next, but first, we're going underground.
This Christmas on BBC Radio 4.
Welcome back to the Wimbledon Burrow.
Spend some time with the Wombles.
Here we are. Have something to eat.
Based on Elizabeth Beresford's original novel and brought to life by Richard E. Grant.
This letter is marked Womble Urgent. It's from the Wombles in the United States of America. You're needed here in Wimbledon, Bulgaria.
The Wombles to the Rescue on BBC Sounds and Radio 4.
If you don't want another dandelion bun, I'll eat it for you. You've already had five. Have I?
This Monday to Friday evening at 6:15.
Now here's Helen Willits.
Jane there. Fond memory. Thank you. Hello. Good morning. It's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 23rd of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, Malin, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Denmark 986, expected Northern Germany 1012 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking North Utsira, South Utsira 40s. Northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7 later, occasionally gale 8 later in Viking and South Utsira, rain later, good occasionally, poor later. Cromarty, fourth Tyne. Northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Tyne, backing southwest 4 to 6 later, rain later, good occasionally, poor later. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fisher and German Bight, decreasing 4 to 6 later, backing west or southwest later, rain or drizzle later, good occasionally poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, rain or drizzle later, good occasionally poor later. Biscay, north or northwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle later, good occasionally poor later. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later except far southeast, showers good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest backing west or southwest 4 to 6, rain or drizzle, good occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, west or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain or drizzle, good occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, rain, good occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, west or northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8 later, decreasing 4 to 6 later, occasional rain, good occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, southerly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or southwest 6 to gale 8 later, decreasing 4 to 6 later, rain or sleet, good occasionally poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 23rd of December 2024. Tyree Automatic, northwest 4, 19 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by west 2, recent drizzle 19 miles, 1018, now falling. Lerwick, northwest 4, 16 miles, 1012, rising. Lucas, northwest by west 3, 35 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest 4, 1,016, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north 8, 5 miles, 1,016. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 5 miles, 1,019. Jersey, northwest by north 6, 12 miles, 1,025, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 6, 5 miles, 1,026. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 5, 9 miles, 1,030, rising slowly. Valentia, southwest 2, moderate drizzle, 1.5 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, west-northwest 4, recent rain, 13 miles, 1,023, now falling. Malinhead, west by north 4, 8 miles, 1,023, falling slowly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and was issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 23rd of December 2024. The general situation. Strong winds will gradually ease as a transient ridge of high pressure moves in from the west. Atlantic fronts will soon follow, and these will spread stronger winds along with rain and drizzle to many areas, especially in the north and west. Cape Wrath to Rectory Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 4 to 6 later, rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Northwesterly 5 to 7, backing westerly 3 to 5, then southwesterly 4 to 6 later, rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5 later, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwesterly 5 to 7, backing westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4 later, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 to 5 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. The Isle of Man. Westerly or northwesterly, backing westerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, fair, rain or drizzle for a time, good, occasionally moderate or poor for a time. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamuchan Point. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. Ardamuchan Point to Cape Wrath, westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly or southwesterly 5 to 7 later, occasional rain or drizzle, good, occasionally moderate or poor. and Shetland Isles. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 or 4, then backing southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8 later, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Jane, back to you.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 23rd of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Jane Steele. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, insists there's no need to rush into policy announcements. Donald Trump has threatened to take the Panama Canal back under US control. In business, two influential groups are warning the UK economy faces a challenging start to 2025. And in sport, Liverpool put 6 goals past Spurs to go 4 points clear at the top of the Premier League. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, has told the BBC that she won't be rushed into making policy commitments, insisting there is no quick fix after her party's heavy defeat in the general election. Comparing her strategy to that of the tortoise and the hare, she argued she would bring thoughtful conservatism that voters could trust. Ms. Badenoch also rejected suggestions that her approach could see Tory supporters leaving for Reform UK, saying the party's leader, Nigel Farage, gave easy answers that weren't thought through.
What I'm not going to do is rush out in 6 weeks. Nigel Farage has actually had a lot more time than me specifically, if you're talking about individuals. I'm rebuilding something that is really big. I'm not just selling something that's gimmicky. And that's going to mean that people will need to be patient.
You can hear the full interview on the Today programme at 8:10. Germany's interior minister has promised a thorough investigation into Friday's car attack at a Christmas market in Magdeburg. Nancy Faeser said that included analysing what was already known to the authorities about the suspect. President-elect Donald Trump has threatened to reassert US control over the Panama Canal, claiming American ships are being charged excessive fees. He also said he was concerned that control of the route between the Pacific and Atlantic Oceans could fall into the wrong hands. The US handed the waterway over to Panama in 1999. Mr. Trump was speaking to supporters in Arizona.
They haven't treated us fairly. If the principles, both moral and legal, of this magnanimous gesture of giving are not followed, then we will demand that the Panama Canal be returned to the United States of America in full, quickly, and without question. I'm not going to stand for it.
The Panamanian president, José Raúl Mulino, said Panama's sovereign control over the canal was non-negotiable. New York police have arrested a suspect after a woman was burned alive on a subway train. Police said the man approached the woman yesterday morning as the train pulled into a station before setting her clothes on fire with a lighter. Officers responded with fire extinguishers, but she died at the